Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Obviously, I've said all along I would have a statement at the conclusion of the trial, and of course that occurred today. And matter of fact, it occurred at the tail end of a Big 12 media day, and I did not have the opportunity to address you there. So I appreciate those, you know, that took the time to come back over here and visit a second time. I'm sure there will be a lot of questions that you have after I read my statements, and I'll address those that I can and those that I cannot. I hope you respect the fact that there are some things that I cannot still address. I know that many people have been waiting for a response from me regarding the recent federal court proceedings in the Southern District of New York. I cannot comment on elements of the trial itself, nor address any of the information disclosed that has the potential to be related to a future inquiry. There has been some media attention directed towards our basketball program, and while I cannot specifically comment, I can say that we all know shoe companies have influence on all levels of basketball. They work hard to develop brand loyalty with top high school prospects, and they have some influence with them, which is totally permissible under NCAA guidelines. Just like a high school coach could, an AAU coach, a trusted advisor, and especially a parent. At Kansas, we've recruited and signed many players who wear athletic brands other than Adidas on their grassroots basketball teams. We've also recruited many players whose grassroots teams were sponsored by Adidas, who signed with other universities that were aligned with other shoe companies. So while these brand relationships can be a factor for some families during the college decision-making process, it is only one of many factors. When recruiting prospective student athletes, my staff and I have not and do not offer improper inducements to them or their families to influence their college decisions, nor are we aware of any third-party involvement to do so. As the leader of the Kansas men's basketball program, I take pride in my role to operate with integrity and within the NCAA rules, which is a fundamental responsibility of being the head basketball coach. The legal proceedings in New York have caused undue stress on our university and concern within our Lowell fan base. Although my initial reactions is to be transparent and confront these matters head on publicly, I must, under NCAA rules and guidelines, refrain from any further comment until all inquiries are officially concluded. I understand and respect that there are questions still left unanswered and that your job is to ask me those questions. However, I'm going to refrain from commenting on the issues involved during the trial and focus strictly on coaching my basketball team. With that being said, I'll take questions and comment on the ones that I can.
Coach, I know that I think Coach Townsend was mentioned in the report. It sounds like you have faith in your staff as far as them doing everything they're supposed to do.
That would be a 100% accurate statement. I have total confidence in all members of my staff, including the one you mentioned, and feel as strongly about that today as I did 5, 10, 15 years ago.
Does your staff, does your program have the full support of the university administration?
I strongly believe we do. As you guys also read a statement from the university which referred to that, Chancellor Girard has been so supportive throughout the entire process. And, you know, obviously our new athletic director, Jeff Long, who's only been on the scene since August 1, has been equally supportive as well, and one that I talk to on a daily basis.
Bill, is a statement, I have not and do not offer improper inducements, is that a direct counter to the testimony at the trial from T.J. Gasnola?
I'm saying that I'm saying that we do not operate in that manner. So I can't make any direct statements referring to the trial. So that would be something that is said directed in how we conduct our business all the time.
What, if anything, has changed with the oversight or the way the program's run? Who's allowed to run the program since the original allegations for everything came out?
I don't believe there's been much change since the federal, indictments were first handed out last September, if I'm not mistaken. So that's been about 14 months. The way we go about our business has not changed. Certainly during that time frame, there has been no involvement in any way, shape, or form from a presence on our campus that I am aware of in any way that anyone could say that would be a third party coming to our campus for whatever reason. So, but there hasn't been a change that we need to do things different. Although everything obviously would be evaluated on how we can do things better, which is not directly related to this. That's something that we do on a yearly basis to always try to find things that we can do better in all aspects of our program.
I know KU wasn't on trial, but do you view the verdict as a good thing for Kansas?
I'm not going to comment on the verdict.
Okay.
At all. I don't believe that's my place to do so.
Bill, were you concerned at all that some of the texts of the trial concerned specific recruits talking to Adidas people?
Gary, I can't comment on anything that transpired within the trial, whether it be sworn testimony or whether it be evidence that was introduced or whether it be sidebar, whatever that has taken place during the federal court proceedings in the Southern District of New York during that time frame, I have to refrain from commenting on that, obviously, due to NCAA regulations.
Bill, the statement from the school suggested that the Adidas relationship will be evaluated. Do you anticipate that relationship changing as a result of everything?
That's a question for our chancellor and our athletic director. That's not a question for me. I haven't been involved in any of those discussions.
Coach, what are you doing about the timing of the trial and a verdict being reached before the season starts?
I don't know if there's ever a good time to have a trial that certainly relates to college basketball or any of the names that have been mentioned during the trial, but it does bring some closure that, you know, as a staff, you know, we can certainly, look forward to and prepare our team probably in as motivated a way as we have since I've been at the University of Kansas.
Two questions. If the chancellor and the athletic director asked for your input on the Adidas extension, what would you tell them? And do you feel like Adidas at all misled you, or can you still trust them?
Well, first of all, I'm not going to talk about anything that is related to the trial. And your second question was? The first question, I will say, if they want to visit with me, then the conversations I have with them will be between me and those two, as opposed to maybe discussing what we talk about through the media, which wouldn't happen anyway.
Coach, you mentioned about preparations. There's been stresses with investigations throughout last season and now with preparing for this. What are you doing to keep your guys focused and yourself?
The one thing about our players, and I think this is probably pretty common for players across America. When you're in the eye, you don't really feel as much of what's going on outside of it. And I think that's more common for young people than it actually is for adults. I think as adults, we internalize and we look at all aspects of everything going on. And players, even though they may know of it and may feel it a little bit, you know, they're worried about how to compete against this program or scout and report or what's happening next in their own personal lives. So I don't see this as being a distraction, and I promise you it will not be an excuse if we do not perform well at all.
Though this is one, obviously, one of the larger and more devoted fan bases in the country, for those who are trying to process everything, the supporters of the program, what would you tell them based on everything that's transpired thus far?
Well, I just read my statement, and that's something that, you know, I've had a great run here, and I should never say I said we've had a great run, because it's everybody's a part of it, you know, our fans, our assistant coaches, our players, you know, obviously, you know, specific loyal alums, administrations, everybody's a part of it, but my statement has been read, and that's all I can comment on right now. If in fact that anybody want anything more in addition to this statement, I haven't done this, so this is probably a poor recommendation. Read the testimony or the evidence that was presented during the trial.
No, I asked you today, you said, you know, maybe later.
Excuse me, CJ?
I asked you today and you said maybe you would later get to this. I don't know if this is the right time or not, but what changes would you like to see within the basketball community as far as recruiting goes and the involvement of shoe companies?
You know what, I don't think I'm prepared to talk about that right now, but I will say this, the Rice Commission has put forth some things that obviously feel like it can be a positive for our sport moving forward. I think it's still time. It still remains to be seen of how all this stuff falls together, because right now anybody understand all the unintended consequences of some of the things that has been put forth. But I think in theory, you know, obviously there's some things that you look at and you say, let's give this a chance, which I think all coaches should, because coaches can adjust. I also think there's some things you look at and say, ooh, this does not, I don't see how this one will work. But the fact, the one thing that I will say, there's been many things throughout, at least during my 30 years or 30, however many it's been, 33 years in the business, there's been many things that I can remember peers and colleagues when things came out saying, oh, this is going to be awful for college athletics. And 10 years later, you think, well, that wasn't that awful at all. Matter of fact, we may be better because of that. So although I may have some opinions now, I think my opinions and some of the things would be premature, just because I think time will tell.
With regard to Silvio, you said earlier today that you thought, you know, that KU and the NCAA would work together and maybe try to expedite that process.
Well, it'll be from what I have been told, a joint effort,
yeah,
with KU and the NCAA working hand in hand to come to resolution based on truth.
Sure. So, in that statement from the Chancellor, it says once the Justice Department clears us to move forward. Is there any idea on a timetable when they might clear you? Is it a matter of days?
No, I haven't been in on those conversations. I was too busy hanging out with all you guys all day.
You talked about the influence of shoe companies. Do you understand how, from the outside, for fans, it's hard to imagine that coaches don't know specifics? Whether it's your kid, whether it's another coach, whether it's another kid.
I think that is probably accurate to say somebody that's uneducated as far as the way recruiting works. But the Rice Commission was in large part one of the things they tried to do was eliminate third parties, negative third parties. It wasn't just shoe companies. You know, sometimes shoe companies can get a bad name, obviously, because this is what's going on with this, but there's other third parties. And to say that everybody should know everything that's going on, I think that would be difficult to really do, Sam. I'm not saying that, and I'm not shucking responsibility at all, because I won't run from this at all. But I will say there could be somebody that does something that has no affiliation with anybody that could be considered somebody that you didn't even know about that something could take place and transpire, and I think that's been shown to be true over time in more areas than just what we're talking about today.
Have you ever backed off a kid because of something you heard?
Something I've heard. I would say I'm sure it's happened at some time, but it was probably also something that maybe we couldn't feel good about our chances to get him anyway. But there are so many things in recruiting that sometimes said that just because it's said or to be rumored, that does not mean you cease recruiting somebody. That may be mean you could investigate it or whatever the case, because there's a lot of ploys in recruiting. And there's a lot of ways to throw off the scent, so to speak. And so sometimes things can be said or things can be thought to be true that are remotely totally different than what was initially said or perceived. So yes, everybody at some point in time has probably done that. But that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen very often. I haven't been in recruiting battles where that was a major player very often at all, if any.
Do you think it's okay for coaches to have personal friendships or relationships with shoe people? Like, some people wonder if texting and talking to them at all is proper.
You know what? I if that's true, then Gary, you have saved me a ton, because you text and call me all the time. So why should I have a relationship with the media? Yeah, I mean, I don't see it would be a sad day that you have to control because you work here or you work there, or you're an agent or you're a financial planner, or you know that family really, really well, or whatever, that, you know, I have to limit my knowledge I have to limit my access to you and you to me because of that. I don't think that you can regulate all those things, nor should you have to. You should be able to have relationships and talk to people that you want to talk to, obviously, you know, in the proper way.
In your statement, you said that shoe companies or shoe brands have an impact on college basketball, or on all levels.
All levels.
What responsibility do college coaches have in monitoring the relationships between players and those shoe brand companies?
Those relationships are being monitored, are developed when they're sophomores, juniors, and seniors in high school. So it's not like what I was referring to here is something that you can take that back after they're with you. There's relationships that's already been developed, and those relationships, there's nothing wrong with relationships. There is absolutely zero wrong, and in no way was I implying that there was anything wrong with having influence. You know, there's a next door neighbor from some kid we recruited some time that may have had influence because they had a great relationship with that family. And so, you know, it could be many, many things that could create that situation. And as I said in this, it's permissible. Now, when you get outside the NCAA guidelines, it's not permissible, but it's permissible to have relationships and have influence, unless somebody deems it not to be moving forward. But I don't believe that's been the case thus far in college athletics.
Bill, you said earlier today that now, in terms of recruiting, you feel like you have to explain.
Sure.
What's the message to families when you have these conversations? And they may say, hey, I'm following what's happening in New York.
Yeah.
What's reality?
Well, that's a hard one, because even, you know, the things that I can't say to you are the same things I can't say to them. So you know, all I can do is encourage them to, well, this is what you heard, or is this what was actually said, and try to, you know, I'm not going to run. If our name comes up, I'll talk to recruits. Our name came up. You know, this is how our name came up, whatever, without going into specific details of the trial, because those are facts. It came out. That's what has been reported. I think sometimes the frustrating thing is that the headlines aren't always consistent with what the content of the story is. And sometimes I think that makes it very, very hard to defend when there's so much information out there, they're reading snippets as opposed to the entire body of work.
Do you plan on addressing the specifics of this case at any point in the future when the future trials wrap up?
You know, right now my initial response would say absolutely, but I am not in a position now to comment on hypotheticals. So depending on what occurs moving forward, all these things, that will be something that I will be instructed by whatever the powers that be are to what we can and cannot do.
Bill, I don't know if this falls in that or not, but what was your understanding of the role that T.J. Casanova had with the
Yeah, I can't. You know, that was obviously a part of the trial, so C.J., I can't comment on any aspect of that.
When you talked about just now, I think to Myron's question about like how things have been reported in the context of like talking to recruits, family, and stuff, have there been facts misreported, or are you talking more like context, like the context for example?
You know what? I quit reading the media reports on this about 2.5 weeks ago. So the little bit that I have read, I think that there's been times that, you know, if it's said in trial, then obviously it deserves to be reported. I think sometimes what is said in trial may be misrepresented in a story based on the narrative or what the headline sometimes gathers. And you know, I'm not, this is where it's frustrating for me, because I don't understand your business or your world very well, but if I'm not mistaken, many of the people that write the headlines are not the people that write the stories. So you pull out certain parts of a story that may be incomplete as far as context, and now that's what everybody sees. I think that's the thing that has been a little bit frustrating with this, because you know, that's hard to combat. But I will say this, if it's been reported, then it's fair game. And so I understand that.
Bill, you said you have 100% confidence in your coaching staff.
Absolutely.
But what you know, do you foresee anyone on this staff being reprimanded, suspended, or dismissed as a result of anything that's going to happen?
Well, that's a hypothetical, because I don't know exactly everything moving forward, but you ask a question based on what I know, then I feel totally confident with my staff, without question.
All right, Bill, thank you.
Are you sure? Because, guys, this will be the last time we talk about this until all inquiries are concluded. So if you have, Jim, if they have anything else that they want to fire at me that I can talk about, I'd rather do it now, because we're not going to do it after the game tomorrow night.
I wonder if there's any fear of, you know, down the road, maybe even if the NCAA decides, hey, we've got to make an example of somebody, or anything like that.
You know what? I don't know how the NCAA operates. I have a hard time believing that their goal is to say we have to make an example out of somebody. But I do think if the evidence says they should, they will. That's what I believe. And maybe that's a very wholesome way to look at it, but I don't believe somebody's out there saying we got to do this if the evidence doesn't say we should do it. But if the evidence says they should do it, then obviously that would be something that whoever that is involved in that knows could potentially be coming. So that's kind of a hypothetical question that I would have absolutely no answer of. But the thoughts that I have would be that based on what you ask.
I believe you said in your statement that you guys have been working with the NCAA or talking to them as this has gone on. What have those discussions been about or like?
I don't know that I said that in my statement. That may have been the statement from the university. So I don't know exactly what those discussions are. But just from a common sense standpoint, we have had new developments that we were unaware of, obviously, that there's a reason why Silvio De Sousa is being held out for Thursday's game. And we know positively that we will work with the NCAA hand in hand on his eligibility review. So just from my thinking, that is, you know, and there could be more, I don't know, but that would be what I would think would be the thing from our university standpoint that would be a priority, although it's all a priority, but one of them's a timing issue too. Which is that. So, you know, I don't know how that's all going to play out. I haven't been involved in any of those discussions, but I think that was a statement from the school, not from me.
You said you were motivated to focus on what's happening.
Yeah, I am.
How do you do that with everything?
You know what? I really think that part of this is also a test for us to better ourselves as a coach. You know, sometimes it's hard to focus when you have a lot of distractions. Isn't that what we tell our players all the time? Well, now I need to listen to what I'm telling our players, and I need to block out the noise and focus in on my team to get them as prepared as they can be to have a great season. And I do think we have a team of great, you know, guys of character that also are pretty good basketball players that obviously have a chance, if things fall right, to have a special season. Guys, thank you for your time.
Talk about it now. So I give the guy a lot of credit. He's not running from it. He says, no, I'll stay here and talk about who's got more questions. Love it. We'll talk Bill Self next.
Big at Night.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.